Good afternoon, everybody. So today we're going to discuss a shaila that I was asked last week. There are still many minyanim that are meeting outdoors. It happens to be beautiful weather here in New York today, so now it's not so bad to be meeting outdoors. But last week there were several rainy days, and Thursday last week, a week ago today, it rained in the morning. So there was an outdoor minyan. It was raining on Thursday morning, and therefore they could not take out the Torah. Meaning, even though they have canopies or awnings or whatever, but it's a little too dangerous to take out the Torah in the rain. A little bit of wind, and the Torah would get all wet. So they're not taking that risk. So they could not lane on Thursday morning, and they wanted to know when they get back together at mincha time to daven, should they lane at mincha on a Thursday afternoon? So and just out of curiosity, what would the halacha be? The person asked, if that same thing happened on Shabbos, would you lane the rest of Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos if you couldn't lane in the morning? So I think the Shabbos one we discussed at some point, but let's discuss on a Thursday morning. So first of all, is there such a thing that laning is just for Shachris? Or is it that you're supposed to lay on Monday and Thursday? Whenever, that nothing to do with chakras per se. So there's a Mishnah Maseches Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph where the Mishnah lists the times for Kriyas HaTorah, and it says that Monday and Thursday and Shabbos Mincha, but Monday and Thursday and Shabbos Mincha, you lay from the Torah. So it seems that that you can't really be medayik too much from that, because it just says Monday and Thursday. It doesn't say Monday and Thursday, Dafka and Shachris. So it's not so clear that you can be medayik from that. The Rambam, in the 12th parak of Hilchos Tefillah, lists Kriyas HaTorah when he discusses the halachos of Shachris on a weekday morning. But of course he does. Where else is he going to put it? Why would he put it at Mincha? The practice, obviously, is to do it at Shachris. So is that necessarily a raya? That just because the Rambam puts it together with the halachos of Tefillah Shachris, that it only relates to Shachris? In addition to that, Kesem Mishnah quotes that there are different Girsos in the Rambam. And it could be that when the Rambam says that the Zman that we do it is Shachris, that he only means lechatchila, not that it's ma'akib b'di'evet and that there's not going to be laning if you can't do it at Shachris time. So different ways of reading the Rambam in the first halacha of the 12th parak of Hilchos Tefillah. Now, why should you or should you not lane? What would be reasons to think that you should or shouldn't? So one major reason to think that perhaps you should lane at Mincha is the Gemara Maseches Megillah Daf Chaf and Beis tells us that when you have a mitzvah that you're supposed to do during the daytime, it's kasher. Kol ayom, a mitzvah that you're supposed to do b'layla, it's kasher. Kol alayla. So if the mitzvah is to lane during the day, l'chora, it should be kasher. Kol hayom, at least on a b'di'evan basis, it should be kasher kol hayom, unless there's some reason to say that it's not so. So, for example, kriyashma we know is an exception. There is a zman kriyashma, there is a zman tefila. But as far as laning during the weekday, why would you assume not? Why would you assume that it's not kasher kol hayom? In general, we always assume mitzvahs of the day are kasher kol hayom. Another reason one might assume not to lane at Shabbos Mincha is Rav Vadya points out in Yabia Omer in Chelek Dalet or Chaim Simin Yud Zayin that there may be a connection between the Kriyas HaTorah during the week and the idea that Monday and Thursday mornings are times of Tachnunim, and that's why we say a long Tachnun, because it's a special time of Rachamim, so we dafka lane at a time of great Rachamim. In contrast, in the afternoons, that's a time of strict Din. Remember when we discussed once whether it's appropriate to say Slichos at Mincha time? So we don't. We generally don't say slichos at Mincha time. Why? Because Mincha time begins a time of strict din. It's even stricter din a little bit later at the beginning of the night, and that's why it's Rav Vadya Yosef says better to say slichos during Mincha than to say slichos in the first part of the night, early in the night. But nevertheless, we do find that the morning on Monday and Thursday dafka is a time of rachamim. Now that itself is not so pashut. If you look in the Torah in Aruch Chaim Simon Kuf Lamedaleh, the Torah writes that on Sheni v'Chamishi we're mosif in lomar tachnunim after we finish Chazar Sashat. And Seder of Amram, he says that we're noik to say Avoneinu Anuvanu and Vidoy and Vayavar, but we know not everywhere has that minug. And then he explains, the Torah goes on to explain, Umash Mosivin Tachnunim Bebeis Vehei Lefishahem Yime Ratzon. These are days of Ratzon. Lefishahem Yom Shel Kabbalas Lucho Sachronus Shay Yime Ratzon Allah Moshe Rabbeinu Biom Hei Viar Biom Beis. The 40 days Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the second set of Luchos. He went up on a Thursday, came down on a Monday, and therefore these are days of Ratzon. on account of Moshe receiving the Torah. Ooh, so now you see, it's not only about Tachnunim. These Yimei Ratzon relate to the Torah, relates to Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is a reenactment, in a certain sense, of Kabbalah HaTorah. Right? That's what we learn in the Gemara in the end of the first paragraph of Maseches Basra, and the Balei Tosfos over there, that the Kriyas HaTorah is, in a certain sense, a reenactment of Kabbalah HaTorah. So it makes the most sense that the laning should be associated with the with Monday and Thursday. But that's Monday and Thursday in general, and that's why on Monday and Thursday we say Tachnunim. It happens to be we say those extra Tachnunim in the morning because of the Monday and Thursday, which is a day full of Rachamim. You have an extra sense of Rachamim in the morning. But that doesn't necessarily mean you shouldn't say it later in the day. Additionally, we also find that Monday and Thursday are also times of din, of special din. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Tes and Beis, tells us that if someone has Zuchus Avos, he could do bloodletting on Monday and Thursday, because Beis and Shalmaila and Shalmata are Shavin Ke'echad. Beis and Shalmata, we know, meets on Monday and Thursday. So Beis and Shalmaila also meets Dafka on Monday and Thursday. So some suggest that's why we say Tachnun on Monday and Thursday, because it's times of greater din, not times of greater rachamim. So if it's on account of being times of greater din, and that's why we lain at that time as well, so then Adrabah, Mincha's an even better time to do it, because it's din shabadin. It's like the most judgment time of a day that's full of din, that's full of judgment. So it's not so pashut that Kriyas HaTorah is only for the morning and not for the afternoon, on account of the fact that the afternoon is a time of stricter din. There are some poskim that suggest that Kriyas HaTorah is supposed to resemble Kabbalah HaTorah, supposed to at least resemble the way Moshe Rabbeinu was Masake in the original Kriyas HaTorah on Monday and Thursday, which was with all of Klal Yisrael together. So maybe, while we don't need all of Klal Yisrael in the same shul, we at least need all of Klal Yisrael on the same page, doing the same thing, laning at the same time, and maybe that's a reason not to do it at Mincha. Now, on Shabbos, it's much less of a, well, it's a machlokas about Shabbos as well. What happens Shabbos morning? It was raining and you couldn't lane Shabbos morning. Do you lane the whole parsha Shabbos afternoon at Mincha? So Daglam Ravava and Simon Kuflam Rei Sif Beis, the Nadi Biyuda in his commentary to Shulchan Aruch, and Daglam Ravava, he writes, V'im bitlu Shabbos Shachris HaKriya, ובמנחה כבר מצו מנוחה, אם יש פנאי לקרוס כל הסדרה, יקרו במנחה כל הסדרה, ויקרו שבע גברי, כי כל יום השבת הוא זמן הקריאה. He says, if you miss laning Shabbos morning, lane the whole thing on Shabbos afternoon with seven aliyos in the whole business, because the whole day is a day of Kriya. אבל אם גם במנחה לא היו מנוחה, לא יקרו בשני וחמישי כל הסדרה, he says, look, if you miss the laning the whole day Shabbos, don't go and make it up on a Monday or Thursday. People have to get to work. You have to be somewhat considerate. You can't go calling up seven alleles on a Monday or Thursday. The Chida in Chaim Sha'al Aleph Ayin Aleph disagrees and says that that you can lane the whole parsha on Shabbos. If you miss the whole parsha on Shabbos morning, you cannot lane it at Mincha. Rather, you just lane two parshios the next week. Mincha is not a time to make it up. So even on Shabbos, it could be that you don't lane at Mincha. So it's unclear. The Vadya points out from the Zohar, it's unclear whether he's supported by the Chida or whether it's a support for the Chida or not. Mishra Brura and Simon Kuf Lamed Esiv Katan Hey, Paskins like the Nedib Yehuda, Paskins like the Daglam Ravava, that you would make it up on Shabbos afternoon at Mincha, and the Kaf HaChaim says like the Chida that you would not. So now let's apply that back to a weekday. Does that necessarily apply to a weekday? So it would seem that certainly it sets a certain standard, that according to the Daglam Ravava, the way Ashkenazim Paskin, the way the Mishavura Paskins, if you miss laning on Shabbos morning, you'd make it all up on Shabbos afternoon. So maybe Hu Adin, you miss on a weekday morning, on a Monday morning, you should make it up on Monday afternoon. However, it is, Rav Vadia points out in that tshuva, it is not at all a parallel. Because on the one hand, Shabbos Mincha, you're laning anyway. So we'll call up seven aliyos, because you're laning anyway. Monday Mincha, I'm not laning anyway. Thursday Mincha, I'm not laning anyway. It would mean taking out the Torah to do the whole laning. On the other hand, Shabbos Mincha, is a time for laning, but it's a different kind of laning. And you could always, and you have another option. You could always make it up the next Shabbos. Whereas Monday and Thursday, you're not going to be able to make it up at any other time. And the whole idea of Monday and Thursday laning, the Gemara and Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis tells us, the whole idea of a Monday and Thursday laning is that you're not allowed to go 3 days without Torah, because the Kali Yisrael couldn't go 3 days without water, in Mayim El Torah, so you don't go 3 days without Torah. So that's why there's Takaras Moshe Rabbeinu to lane. All of the to lane at all these times. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu was, I think, Shabbos Efne. I don't remember the Gemara, but Bekama Pei Beis. That's where it talks about the Takanos Ezra. Maybe it was Ezra that was Monday and Thursday. I don't remember. I think so. So anyway, but that's the point. The point was we shouldn't go 3 days without Torah. So now, or maybe it was the other way around. So now, what do we pass on the halacha? So the Chassam Sofer used to, apparently, when he would miss a laning on a Monday morning or Thursday morning, would make sure that there would be a laning at Mincha. Mishnah Brura says that technically in Siman Kuf Lamed Hey, Sifkat Nalef, that that's really the correct thing to do. If I'm not mistaken, I heard that when Rav Soloveitchik used to fly on a Monday morning or a Thursday morning back and forth to Boston, that he would arrange for Kriyas HaTorah later in the day as well. I think I heard that. I'm not 100% certain about that. Although the Beis Sha'arim or Chaim Siman Nun suggest that no, this is a new minhag to lane at Mincha, just because there's an argument to be made. It's far from clear that that's what you have to do, and therefore the Beis Sha'arim, quoted by Rav Avadi Yosef in that Tshuva and Yabia Omer, and Rav Avadi's own conclusion also is that better not to. The tzibur already laned. You don't have to lane. This may also relate to whether it's a chavas hatzibur or chavas hayachid. If the tzibur already laned, but you just missed out, there's much less reason to lane at Mincha than if the entire tzibur didn't lane. And if you had a tzibur that was together on Monday morning or Thursday morning, and they were unable to fulfill that chavas hatzibur, so what do you do? Lemaisa. What do we suggest? What do we suggest to do? So probably, if everyone's got time and they're able to, probably not a bad idea to lane at Mincha. That seems like the correct thing according to the Mishnah Berurah. According to Sephardi Poskim, you're certainly going to be much more hesitant to do so. But I certainly wouldn't pressure them in the middle of a busy workday that people would necessarily have to lane at Mincha. Okay, everyone should have.
I heard from Rav Shachter that Rav Soloveitchik used to have lane Monday afternoon.
Oh, okay, so I was right about that. I knew I heard it somewhere. Okay, so apparently Rav Shachter said that Rav Soloveitchik, when he'd come to yeshiva, he'd gather together a minion of people to lay. There's a famous
he
mice.
He used to ask who didn't lay this morning, who is able to find 10.
Right. That's how Rav Shachter used to make fun that Rav Soloveitchik would say, like he'd come back to yeshiva at like midnight or something. Who didn't daven Maariv yet? And no problem finding 9 guys who didn't daven Maariv yet. What was their plan B? Unclear. But okay. So you got to be mezakeh the rabbi. Okay. Everyone should have a great day.
Last week, Monday, the weather did not cooperate, so we planned to lane Monday afternoon.
And?
But it wasn't raining, but it was very misty, so we scratched it.
Okay, sounds reasonable.
For other mitzvos that, let's say, chakras, like blowing the shofar during Elul, if you miss it and whatever, the weather is bad, or somebody forgot their shofar, can you do it at Mincha? Like, are there mitzvos that you can, other mitzvos that you can?
Yeah, I think this year by Elul, Rav Shachter told us with the outdoor minyanim that daven early and were concerned that they were going to disturb the neighbors and wake up the neighbors with tkiya shofar. He said, yeah, just blow it at Mincha. He didn't, because that's a minhag. That's not really a mitzvah, it's a minhag. So, to get us.
We did that also, although we questioned it, because with the garbage men and the early trains and the planes overhead and everything.
Plenty of noise. Plenty of noise. I hear.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, have a good job.
Rabbi.
Yes, Avi.
A couple of years ago, NCS Mykola got delayed on a Monday morning. So we missed laning, and Israeli Kelmer said we didn't have to make it up, but we did anyway.
Oh, I remember this. I went to DRS. They had Mincha and DRS.
Karpetsky was on the flight too.
Yeah. We had a Mincha and DRS, and I was picking up my kids. And I was there. I was there at the Milcha where they lined. Maybe did I give a Temen Halacha share on this already? Maybe I did at the time. I don't know. I just assumed I hadn't yet, because when would this come up? But now you remind me. Maybe it did come up.
It was like three years ago, 4 years ago.
Okay, I got to look into it.
Post 11th grade.
Over 3 years.
3 years ago.
All right, I got to check. Okay.
Have a good Shabbos,
Rabbi. Have a good Shabbos.